This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Mainstream media is reporting that the most senior officer in the U.S. Armed Forces says there is no role for the military in the 2020 presidential election. The article reveals that General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was responding to questions submitted by two members of Congress, Elisa Slotkin of Michigan and Mickey Sherrill of New Jersey, who were apparently recruiting the general's support for a military coup. These two were amongst the first to call for the impeachment of the president last year for investigating Joe Biden's ties to the Ukraine. In a Washington Post op-ed, seven freshman Democrats, all former military and intelligence operatives, claimed to be a group of unified U.S. patriots sworn to save America from Donald Trump. Abigail Spanberger and Elisa Slotkin were featured in headlines 3 years ago. Ex-CIA officers running for Congress as Democrats. The article cited the unfounded Russia hoax as the inspiration for these so-called patriotic CIA operatives to run for office. NBC wrote that these CIA agents were fed up with the president and their new mission was to foil Trump. The move by the CIA to run agents in the 2018 elections came almost immediately after the president ordered devastating bombings of Afghanistan heroin operations, an operation that many believe was run by the CIA. This is not surprising. The CIA has been involved in the international opium market since their inception in 1947, when agency operatives worked with the Italian mafia and used heroin profits as CIA funding. Slotkin and Sherrill were not the first to request the U.S. military's assistance in their coup d'etat against President Trump. On August 11th, a lifetime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with a former lieutenant colonel of the Army, wrote an open letter to General Milley. Like out of a Philip K. Dick novel, they predicted that Trump was mobilizing a secret army and threatened that General Milley would be guilty of treason if he would not help them remove the president from office. The publication of General Milley's response to these CIA operatives is a sign of the American deep state's weakness. They appear to be desperate. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, that extremely powerful report just got filed to Band.on Video in the Greg Reese section. Click on the link at the left-hand corner, find the menu selection for the channel, and find the awesome videos of Greg Reese. Now, obviously, I came in yesterday, did a two-hour show. 2 to 4 is an emergency transmission dealing with this huge news. Top U.S. general tells Congress the military will not play a part in the coup plans they're developing. That's even the Associated Press. What a huge story. It shows that they were shopping it around publicly and going public with it to normalize the idea of it. That's what they do, like normalizing convicted pedophiles coming into schools and libraries and many times unannounced and having five-year-olds bounce on their crotches. It's all about moving the Overton window to make you accept all this great evil. Now, we are live on this Sunday, August 30th, 2020 transmission. And when this two-hour transmission's over, Owen Schroyer is going to be here with a new show called Sunday Live. And through the campaign, it'll be called Sunday Live Election Countdown, just like the weeknight show 7 to 9 is called Election Countdown, Taking Back America. And that's co-hosted by Savannah Hernandez, Deanna Lorraine, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, Rob Dew, yours truly, Alex Jones, and others. Okay, I'm going to have to be calm to get through all this. It's unbelievable. 64 days out, how things are coming to a head. That's why we're here now live 7 days a week. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your financial support keeping us on air. But what's paramount is your word of mouth. So however you're listening on local stations, local TV stations, on the internet, how whatever feed you're watching or listening to, you realize victory is in your hands to spread that link and tell folks to tune in tonight for exclusive intel.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Days until the most important election in world history. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are live on this August 30th, 2020 Sunday transmission. I'm your host. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, and then a new Sunday transmission with Owen Schroyer launches. Sunday Live election countdown for 2 hours right after this transmission ends. There's only 6 minutes of breaks an hour. Four at the bottom, two at the end of the hour for our local stations. It's commercial free with these new shows we're launching, like Election Countdown weeknights. That is 7 to 9 Central right through the election. And we intend after the election to have a new show we'll tell you about with a roundtable that will continue on as well. Okay. Let me just tell you what's on the table here, because the quickening is here. It's been getting more intense every broadcast, every day that passes. You don't need me to tell you that. You don't need me to tell you now that I wasn't trying to be sensational over the years predicting exactly what's now happening. It sounded sensational because it sounds crazy. Well, if you look at what the Soviets did, or what Hitler did, or what Genghis Khan did, or what some of the Roman emperors did, you know, or what North Korea does, it sounds crazy. Because crazy people get in power sometimes and things are bad. Because they think they're God and they go nuts. So let me tell you what's coming up. Friday, huge news broke with almost no attention. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs came out and said, I've been sent a letter by Democrats asking to help in the forced removal of the president. That is illegal. We will not be part of that. Now, obviously, it's illegal. But the Democrats had quietly shopped it in the last 14 months in globalist white papers, CFR, you name it. Then it started hitting the pages of Atlantic Monthly and other establishment publications about a year ago. And then we learned in the Washington Post, other places, that these former lieutenant colonels were saying it's time to have a military coup against the president, which is illegal. Now, they're traitors to the globalists, so it's really is treason. But if they really are American citizens still, which I don't call them that, that would be sedition. Any way you slice it, it's illegal. And now it's coming out that it's illegal, and that the military knows it's illegal and very, very dangerous. Top U.S. general tells Congress military will not play a role. 2020 election removing Trump. That's CNN having to report that. AP, top general, says no role for military in presidential vote. That's not a branch of government. It's an office under the executive funded by the people, and that payment is controlled by Congress. So that's all coming up next hour with something that ties into it. We're going to have Jason Jones, very established, well-known filmmaker, major films, Christian patriot. He has had to leave Hawaii, a place he's lived for decades that he loves with his family. He's moved south of Austin to New Braunfels, Texas, a very nice place. I would live if I didn't have to be in Austin. We already put roots down here with the infrastructure. That's a very nice place. And actually, I have a little piece of property there. That's where my bug out area is, pretty close there. I'll leave it at that. But so he picked a good place. I didn't tell anybody that. He just picked a similar area, very close. So I can't afford to kill country. The Californians drove the price up too much. But Joe Rogan, by the way, pulled up his stakes yesterday and started the move to somewhere in Texas. Can't tell you where yet, but I'm sure in the next few days you'll learn about all of that. He's moving to Dallas or something, I heard, but okay. Almost had a Freudian slip. I wish he was moving to Austin, but who knows where he's moving. I'll leave it at that. But Joe, we had a nice talk yesterday about that, and I'll stop there. But let me get serious, because this is bone-chilling. Jason Jones has the screenshots. He knows the governor. He knows the lieutenant governor. And he'll be with us in the second hour in studio. And guess what? The lieutenant governor is now saying that they're not just going to have checkpoints on the highways to forcibly take COVID tests starting today, but that there are going to be restrictions on leaving your house if you don't take the vaccine. So it's experimental. They skipped animal trials. 80% that take the vaccine are getting sick, CBS News reported. And it doesn't even protect you. But already, AISD, Austin Independent School District, the Pflugerville School District, we talked to folks north of Austin, the governor of Virginia has already announced forced inoculations. All over the country, California, Massachusetts, others are saying they're going to make flu shots mandatory. It's here. The government with private international corporations are going to put something in your body that's patented in secret, that has liability protection, and they admit can hurt you, and that's just the way it is. So it's here. The checkpoints were announced yesterday to begin today on the major highways in Hawaii. An absolutely huge moment. A gigantic moment. And we have the screenshots with the lieutenant governor, and with permission, I'm going to show them today, saying, yes, that's coming. Restrictions when you don't have shots. Can't travel, can't have a job, can't leave your house. You don't have to have an app that's scanned when you go into a grocery store to get food. This is the mark of the beast. Has nothing to do with protecting you from COVID. And here's the new shock report. This week, CDC quietly updated COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19 alone. The rest had different other serious illnesses. Average age was 85. Most people had three pre-existing conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer on top of each other. But see, the hoax doesn't end. It gets more intense because half the population would jump off a bridge into a pool of acid or sharks or gremlins if they were ordered to by the media. And it's leftist. They love subservience. They love compliance. They love chumpdom, schmuckdom, dum-dum-dum-dum. And I just don't know what you can do for them. And that dovetails with all of this. German COVID civil rights protesters appeal to Trump. Help us. The government's saying it will be forced. No religious or medical exemptions. Even if your doctor says, oh, the vaccine could hurt you, which most doctors will tell you, you can get a medical exemption. Nope, sorry. Forced COVID-19 testing and highway checkpoints announced by Dems. Here's the highway article out of Hawaii. News now, state to use entire H3 freeway to facilitate COVID-19 testing next week. It says it will block you in the tunnels. You will be given the forced testing. And they admit that is to boost numbers. They're so psychotic, they say. Number of COVID-19 cases likely to spike again after testing surge, officials warn. Because the tests are almost all false positive. If you've had the flu, a cold, or infection in the last decade, it will show a false positive. Just like everyone that was told they had it in the NFL, they went and got other tests. None of them had it. That was the Associated Press 4 days ago. Not one person in the NFL had it. But see, you try to put this out on Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of it, they block you because they say the UN says hydroxychloroquine doesn't help. Doesn't matter, 1,000 doctors prove it does, and 50 studies or more. And if we say we don't want to take a shot, the UN says last week, everybody's waiting for the orders. Head of the World Health Organization said, we cannot allow vaccine nationalism. Every country must accept forced inoculation of their population by next year, or that country will have embargoes put on it. So we're now under UN siege. That was the headline. WHO head warns of vaccine nationalism. And when you read his statement, he said, nations must follow the WHO recommendation or face sanctions. like you've got WMDs and you're Iraq. Just like that. Just like that. You're inside the UN, inside the world government. It's all coming up. Even the local paper says that every county says it had 3,000 cases. Turns out they had 20. Dallas said it had 4,000 cases. It had less than 100. I've got all these articles, all the numbers, because they're now going into the numbers and finding out it's all fraud. Are there regular pneumonia deaths? Are there regular flu deaths? Again, I was meeting with a lawyer Friday. He said, well, I have a friend died of COVID. I said, how old was he? 85? He goes, no, 87. I go, oh, do you have cancer? Yeah, how'd you know? It's always the same. You die of cancer, put it on the thing, COVID. And then, you know, that's a fake test, too. My God, man. Well, this is a galactic-level fraud. But when we come back, Antifa carried out an assassination of an innocent patriot for wearing a Blue Lives Matter patch. They executed him last night. The left is celebrating it with pleasure.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Blessed to be here, and I'm so honored, and I'm so thankful to this amazing crew, the best crew I've ever had. I love you, and I love our listeners, and I love all of the affiliates that have stood with us in defiance of tyranny and who've been proven right for betting on the right horse, on betting on themselves, on betting on America. So here I am. Crank up the scores. Woo!
Here I am.
Rocking like a hurricane. Yes, my blood is burning, and so is yours, for freedom and to not be slaves. And we're unified no matter what color we are, where we came from, that we love God. All right, I've got some serious news, and the only way to cover this is to read the headlines and then burrow into it. So give me an overhead shot, please. Kenosha kickback. Antifa reportedly hunts, shoots Trumpster in chest in Portland. Well, we're going to show you the video in a moment. I'm not sad this effing fascist died tonight. Left-wing Portland protesters celebrate murder of Trump supporter while chanting in Portland, and it also happened in Oakland and a bunch of places, death to America. That's all coming up. Now, I got this from Joey Gibson, the founder of the Patriot Prayer Group, a great patriot with great courage, big friend of the show. And I asked him this morning to come on. He said, look, I can't do it until the family has been able to speak. And he's talking to the family, and he was going to be part of a boat parade today. And quite frankly, he was right there when it happened. He and his wife and everybody are just out of commission. He says he's coming on tomorrow. He's unable to come on at this time. He was very close to the gentleman that died. And Joey's too broke up to go on air right now, which I would be probably too if I watched one of my good friends executed right in front of me. So, but he did put out this little Facebook point, and he did put us in contact with a woman who was there and watched the murder, the communist execution, the Soros execution of Jay Bishop. And Jay was a great guy, part of the Patriot Prayer Group, marched with him dozens of times. They were good friends for a long time. And this is what Joey said. I'm getting a lot of questions, so I thought I would make this post. First, we love Jay, and he had such a huge heart. God bless him and the life he lived. Second, I'm going to wait to make any public statements till after the family can. That's what he told us today. Third, if you plan on going to the boat cruise, please go. I know that Jay would love to look down from heaven and see tons of American flags on the Columbia River. I will not be attending, but I hope all of you enjoy yourselves out there. Fly them high for Jay. And the vehicle convoy coming into Portland was attacked on the highway with rocks, bricks, and bottles of water. That was on the local news, people praising it. And they were attacked and one man killed once they got into town. This is like a road warrior, and they are now attacking the boat parades when they go under bridges. These are communist terrorists that don't want us to have our free speech. Conservatives would never act like this, and if they did, I wouldn't be a conservative or a nationalist or a patriot. These people are cancer. And we'll play the video and the audio of Jade Bishop being killed, and the outfit being worn by the individual that did it matches someone who was following the vehicles and who had a similar tattoo to an individual that says he's an Antifa security leader. He's been called a suspect. We're not saying he did it, but the person's wearing the same weird chest vest rig with capris shorts and Birkenstock sandals and the same white outfit, black cap, was following the vehicle. And then what looks like the person wearing a similar outfit that shot Jay. We have an eyewitness that is coming on. But a suspect in murder of Trump supporter, I'm 100% Antifa all the way. He's got the same tattoo as a gentleman that looks just the same that was following the vehicle, dressed the same as who was believed to be the shooter, but he could be innocent, and we hope that's the case for him. But let's continue going over all this here before we play these clips. Look at this terrible photo out of the New York Times of Jay Bishop laying, dying. Probably put that up on the back screen. Laying, dying after being shot twice in the chest. They're pretty much point-blank range. And before they do it, they say, we've got a Trumper here. We got a Trumper here. Bang, bang.
You okay? Okay.
Here he is on the ground. Jay Bishop breathing his last breaths. And Andy Phil, we have the videos. I don't know how to play these, but they're pretty sick. Saying he's a fascist, he deserves to die, death to America, and then burning American flags and laughing while they do it. So that's who these people are, and Jay stood up when other Americans wouldn't, so he was outnumbered and murdered. Because we wouldn't stand up. More of us wouldn't stand up. That's enough. I'll show you guys the clip I want. I sent it over. They're burning the American flag. They're saying he's a fascist. He deserved to die. It's pretty bad. But there's actually about 10 of the clips, but it's hard to watch all this. Maybe I just won't play it. I mean, you know what they're saying. We have the clip of them saying, death to America. It's a Gateway Pundit article, gatewaypundit.com. So we'll play that when we come back. But the suspect in murder of Trump supporter, I'm 100% Antifa all the way, summit.news. And you can go watch all the videos for yourself. You can see it all for yourself, all the still shots. Let me show TV viewers some still shots of what happened yesterday. Here's the individual that we've identified with the same tattoo that was seen following the vehicle and waiting until they went to a parking garage and got out. And here he is again, appearing to have a handgun in his waist. There's a closer shot. Got the same individual right here. You've got Antifa. Update. Comrade. Deceased person had a Blue Lives Matter flag on them. They went in to celebrate. Oh, good. You've got all the tweets that have the still images of the individual running away. Here is the individual. We're not sure the person that shot, but that matches the description with the same tattoo and the same outfit following behind the truck. I mean, he looks like one of those science fiction characters after there's been a nuclear war and there's mutants running around. We've got all this information and more coming up, and I'll get into the other crimes that are taking place. Shock video. Man tries to publicly rape woman in broad daylight in New York City. We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this hair. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasovines, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves. And if it's the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist, Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. We're the people. We're the resistance. We're fighting the entire globalist empire. We have all the big banks, all the major millionaires other than Trump, focused trying to dominate, bring down the United States. They believe they can do it. They've won everywhere else. But they'll fail just like King George III here if we do our job and say no. So there's a power vacuum where blue cities and blue states are run by globalist operatives. They become incubators for criminal, gangland, street battles, when they go out and jump in front of cars and shoot people and attack, hoping somebody fights back so they can be cast as a Nazi. Want to pull in a gas station and get gas? We're going to attack you. We're going to call you a Nazi. Don't want to stop on the side of the road when you get in front of your car? We're going to shoot you in the head and call you a Nazi. Don't put your fist up in solidarity at a restaurant quick enough? We're going to throw food in your face, slap you in the face, call you a Nazi. And there are dozens of people that have been shot in the last few months at checkpoints and on the road and driving down the street and police officers shot in the back and shot in the chest, and they don't even make local news. And look at the Antifa little ghouls if you're a TV viewer. They come over and demand and yell at the Patriot Prayer member, just a Christian. They demand, get up, get up. Just like that guy last week in Portland, they beat up and kicked him in the head and put in a coma for 2 days. They kept saying, get up, bitch. It's all fake. We just stomped your head in and kicked your head in and gave you a deadly concussion and subdermal hematomas. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky you're not having to watch all this. You know what? Let's air the clips here where they announce we got us a Trumper. And then let's show him dying on the ground while Antifa comes over, like little rats to see their work. And then they yell stuff down him dying, like, get up. And then we'll show you some of the video of them. And then we're bleeping out the videos where they're saying death to America and where they're saying he deserved to die and they're glad he died. Because there's so much cussing, we're bleeping them right now. They have a skeleton crew on the weekend. They're doing a great job. So let's just roll that footage. Here it is. The difference between what happened to Jay Bishop and what happened to the other people and the Rittenhouse situation is that Rittenhouse was a lifeguard, we now learn, in the community, and Rittenhouse was helping get rid of graffiti, and Rittenhouse was helping do security at car dealerships and places being burned down, and then they started shooting at him. He shot back, we now know, it's all coming out, and he ran, and they chased him with guns. And said, we're going to kill you. And the guy he shot in the arm said, I was trying to kill him, according to his friends that are with him at the hospital. They have photos of him saying, oh, I just talked to him. He just only regret is he didn't kill Kyle Rittenhouse. Those articles are all on InfoWars.com with their own statements. So you're running down the street with people chasing you with guns drawn. And they say their only regret is you're not dead. And you're charged with murder one. Yes, that means possible death penalty. Guy extends a gun at him, he shoots him, and the man at the hospital after his arm is saved says, according to his friends who took photos with him and quoted him on Facebook, my only regret is I didn't kill that Nazi. Because everyone you're fighting is a Nazi. Boy, isn't that easy. We're America that beat the Nazis, but then a Nazi collaborator came over here named George Soros, and he funds your group, and then you sit there, like when they were trying to attack and kill Rand Paul. He's already had his ribs broken, already been shot at, next to Scalise when he got shot, the guy that came to kill the conservative baseball team. And they're saying, say her name, of a little black girl that got killed with a no-knock warrant that was wrong in a mistake by police. Is still manslaughter. No excuses for him. He got the law passed under her name. That's the level of this. The ignorance of these people. They don't care if Joe Biden passed the laws to put black people in prison so they can get trained to be criminals. They don't care about reality. They want to feel good and be out there and just randomly attack people because the mission is to bring down society. Coming up, I'll play the clips next segment. I'm not sad that effing fascist died tonight. Extremist in Kenosha, justice for Jacob rally. If you kill one of us, it's time for you to die. It's time for us to kill one of you. And that's why it's open season to rape white women, to shoot white people, to attack old people, because as long as they're white, it's okay. And it's whites doing it, and it's blacks doing it, mainly. And it's what's weird is when a white person attacks a white person and says, you're an effing white male, you deserve it, and they're a white male, it goes back to Abe Skrilich in that famous video. It's just insane. There's a video up on Infowars.com, 19 videos of left-wing protesters harassing people after the Republican National Convention. And it goes on from there. We're going to break it all down coming up. But here's the big news out of Kenosha. Trump to visit Kenosha riot scene Tuesday. And we're going to send reporters up there, and we're going to be there, and we're going to cover it. We're going. Yeah, you like that? Oh, the crew wants to. Hell, maybe I should go up there. Biden to leave basement this week for mystery campaign stop to blame riots on Trump. Yes, they've got Trump riots as the top of Twitter forced up there, and they're now saying Trump did this when Trump's been trying to give aid to the cities to stop it. That's the upside-down world. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse worked as lifeguard in Kenosha on day of shooting, cleaned graffiti off local school after work, legal team says. And they have the photos and the video and all of it. Kyle Rittenhouse, alleged victim, only regrets was not killing the kid, emptying entire mag into him, he says in a Facebook post with his friend. Because he's the good guy, the mainstream news said. Meanwhile, Jacob Blake, this is all being done in his name, who his family called on him, and the police get here, he assaults them, goes for a weapon in the car, on record, they confirm. Turns out Blake assaulted a woman, raped her with his hand, snipped his finger, and accused her of cheating before police arrived. Had a long history of sex crimes, pedophilia, you name it. I mean, raping women, raping underage girls. But what happens if the cops just stop showing up? You imagine being the cops being called to this? They're called there, they deal with this, and then the guy gets shot because he's attacking them, and then they're the bad guys? Americans sense something's wrong. Gun sales up 72% from their previous record, Infowars.com. And thank God we're not Russia. We're not places where commies try to take over and the public wasn't armed. We're armed, and that's the equalizing effect against you dirty commies. You may have big tech. You may have the mainstream media. But you don't have our guns. You don't have our mouths and our word of mouth, you dirty, murdering, billionaire trash who will all pay for what you've done. You will all pay for what you've done. Now, we've got, when we come back, some news that we'll just wait till I get to it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasilbeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage. advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Film productions, The Joker, where the psychotic method criminal is God. And all of it was admittedly cast for the public to believe that overthrowing government, burning down your cities, would empower you. All funded by the Chinese government and traitors in our own government. All the countless movies, the Purge movies, and the Hunt movies, all of it. Hunt down and murder the middle class. Hunt down and kill the rich people. But it was all financed by the rich people. It was all financed by the 1/100th of 1% that don't want a middle class, don't want you to be wealthy, don't want you to be successful, don't want you to be free, don't want you to not depend on them. Yes, big, sick, evil mob, who if they really ran Gotham in a week, there'd be no more electricity, no more food. But they can parasitically live off the hard-working people, from the janitor to the police officer to the firefighter to the school teacher to the auto mechanic. And they can play around and take drugs all day. And they can play around and rape people in the New York subway. We're going to play that video in a moment.
But let's play some video from last night in Portland. First, the New York Times and everybody else ran that an Antifa hero had been killed by a Trump supporter in cold blood. But it was really a man at a Patriot prayer event exercising free speech who was gunned down. Hey, look, we got a Trumper who was shot twice in the chest. And then once it was learned that it was a Patriot that was killed, they celebrated in countless videos. I probably saw 15 of them myself this morning when I woke up and learned about all this at 5 a.m. I get up early. Let's just play one of the clips of a obese woman. Just that's always be obese. I think it's obese people. I'm a little overweight, but an obese commando woman announcing that he deserved to die. He was a fascist. He was a Nazi. Man, you talk about speaking ill of the dead, a good Christian patriot, part of a group that loves everybody, no matter what color they are, that believes in America. He's dead because he believed in speech. His name's Jay Bishop, ladies. Say his name. He didn't chase anybody down like your Antifa scum in Kenosha. He just got killed for being proud of America and proud of God and proud of free speech. I'm not sad that effing fascist died tonight. All 400 pounds of her says. What if that happened to her? I hope nothing happens to her. But boy, they'd squeal. She'd be on the national news as a martyr. When she's so fat, she can't even wipe her ass with both hands. Let's go ahead and play what this monster had to say. I don't want them to trick us into a race war, but it was 10-1 black on white crime because the media already did this. Now it was 12-1 a year ago. Now they're hiding the numbers. That's come out in the news. It's like they're hiding the numbers of old people, black, white, you name it, being killed inside these nursing homes, not by COVID, but by something else to get their money. Shock video. Man tries to publicly rape woman. Start rolling it. There's no audio. Put up by the NYPD. It's broad daylight. He's starting to rape her in front of everybody. And when they tell him, hey, we're going to call the cops, he gets mad and says, why? Well, why the hell didn't you attack him? Listen, I don't care who they are. I see some man raping a woman begging for help who he just jumped on top of. There's full video of this. I'm going to attack him, but everybody else. But she's like, hey, she's white. She deserves it. Being white's inherently bad, CNN and MSNBC said. You know, when they had that black woman got paranoid, ran into a military checkpoint they had to drill like 8 years ago or whatever, and I said it's wrong, she was killed, and she was black. The police were wrong. All these black people called me and said, we thought you were bad. We appreciate you. I don't care what color she is. She doesn't deserve to get killed in front of her daughter. Because the police got over-paranoid and shot her. The police make mistakes. When they do, they should get in trouble. And it happens. Statistically, it's rare, but it goes on. With great power comes great responsibility, as Spider-Man says. But the amounts of videos I've got of knockout games and whites being killed and shot and attacked and just, oh, you're a white guy in a truck, so we're going to shoot you because you didn't stop at our checkpoint. It's not the cops doing that. It's these crazy people. And most of the time, it's white people doing it to white people to prove they're good commie leftists. But there are black people doing it. And I don't care whether you're white or you're black, racially attacking somebody because of what color they are. If somebody killed your mama, get them. If somebody hurt your kid, get them back. I don't care what color they are, but it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You don't attack people just because they're a certain color. You do that, man, I tell you, you're an idiot. I saw CNN going, oh, the big demonstrations this weekend for equality and against oppression are like 1916, you know, whatever, with Martin Luther King. It's the total opposite. Don't judge people on what color they are, but what they stand for, what they produce, and what they do. You don't judge a quarterback on whether they're black or white. You don't judge a chef. Great food, you're like, oh, that's a Chinese guy, or that's an African, or that's a white guy. You judge it off the food. You don't judge Jimi Hendrix off the fact that he was black. The music's incredible. Touches the soul. It's real. You don't judge Johnny Cash on his smooth country because he's a white guy. It's so sick, folks, but they want to put us in groups. They want to control us. And More Americans are going to exercise their freedom of speech. They're going to do it no matter what happens. All right, here's what's going to happen in the second hour. The huge news, that's the biggest news in the 6-7 years of Trump insanity, I guess it's 5 years or so since he announced, a little more than five now, 5.5. The military was approached publicly about a coup. They said no. That ties into the COVID lockdown under the UN saying they control what you can say online. They control what inoculations they say. The UN saying last Tuesday, in fact, print me that article, guys. UN says we must stop vaccine nationalism. That was the headlines. World Health Organization head warns of vaccine nationalism. That'll pull up Reuters, AP, you name it. And they say the countries don't decide. The UN decides what shots you take. No. Federal government doesn't decide. State government doesn't decide. Health department doesn't decide. I decide. And you've got a dangerous vaccine you admit's hurting people, that has liability protection, that in the trials, since 20% of people that take it to the hospital, 80% get deathly ill, you're getting me ready to accept something really bad. And the UN's been caught sterilizing people in America and in Africa and in Asia and in Latin America, and you've been caught giving black people syphilis. And others. But that's well known about Tuskegee. So guess what? You want to come with bullets and shoot me in my house, I'm going to fight you. And you want to come with your soft kill, slow kill thing that debilitates me over 20 years and I climb in some hole and die. Guess what? Those are fighting actions right there. And I draw the line in the sand. That if this continues, you're going to get physical war. And I don't mean a bunch of your meth head Antifa people. I'm not going to go have a shootout with them downtown. It means we're going to start directing people towards the problem that's brain damaging and hurting our children and giving them cancer. 60 years ago, cancer didn't exist in children. Now it's as common as McDonald's driving down the highway. We're being murdered! And I won't sit here and I won't take it! Humanity is under attack. That's why they're trying to racially divide us when we need to be unified against the eugenicists and the globalists. And I'll say this. I need your financial support, and I got products that'll blow you away. I got nutraceutical grade fish oil, the highest level you're going to get, that people sell for 3-4 times the cost, back in stock, 33% off. What it does for your sleep and your dreams and your heart and your brain, it's amazing. When I forget to take my fish oil, I kick myself in the ass. The Everyday Essential sale has to end tomorrow. Store-wide free shipping on the items that are listed. 8-pack power stack. 60% off. X2, back in stock, 60% off. Free shipping. Ultimate fish oil, back in stock, 33% off. Prostagard with the zinc, saw palmetto, so good for your glands. Not just good for men, good for women. 33% off, back in stock, free shipping. Krill oil, 70% off, selling out fast, free shipping. Alexa Pure Breeze, at cost, they sell it to us. We make $30, plus free shipping on the 4-stage ion filter. And we've got the privacy pockets. We were selling as many black ones as we were selling the green ones and the blue ones and the green ones, blue ones, and red ones. But the black ones are back in stock. That's one I get, like the low-key Faraday cage. They can't track you with this. The contact tracers, all of them. That way you use your cell phone. It doesn't use you. Those are available $19.95, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, tell folks right now about band.video, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Take the live feed of the show and share it already. Hour two coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.